Blog Talk Radio.
Comfortable
and just be able to chat with us. I know y'all have some exciting things coming up, but I'm going to give y'all an opportunity to introduce yourself, and welcome aboard. So definitely can start with you, Kiki. Ladies first.
Okay. Thank you so much for the opportunity. It's been awesome to be on your platform, Ms. Darlene. Live your dream. I'm humbled and grateful, a singer-songwriter residing in Atlanta, and we are just trying to make some positive things happen, have new projects on deck, and just, you know, living the dream.
You're living the dream, yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that intro. Thank you so much. Okay, so and then we have the man of definitely the hour coming up this weekend. A lot of big things happening for you. Introduce yourself and tell, you know, what we got to expect for this weekend coming up.
Yes, this is Mr. Carlisle, international designer, the CEO of Durham, North Carolina Fashion Week, and founder, and also of Black Designers on Tour, which is a 30-city fashion show tour. But we are so, so happy to have you a part of our fashion family now. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
We can't wait, you know, to get you on chat with everything that's happening and bringing our brand to other cities, you know?
Yes, yes,
you know?
Yes. And,
so
and
we're very excited.
Uh-huh.
We're very excited to be in Durham, North Carolina Fashion Week, the third year. This is our third year. Actually, it's the triangle, so the whole surrounding area, we'd like to share the fashion show experience. So we had it in Durham the first year, the second year. This year, we were invited actually to be a part of the Raleigh area. We got a nice sponsor, and we're trying to lock in with the Jester League of Raleigh. So they have been really stepped up to the plate and opened up their doors so we can put them on the map as well, you know, and give it back. That's what we do. We give back to the community. You know, we have a mentorship program, Foundation, Car Key Foundation, also that's very powerful. So it's about networking and help people build in their brand.
Exactly. That is awesome. And everything you say, that's what I definitely wake up every morning to definitely live out. I know that social media have taken it, by storm in so many ways that we can get out and communicate. And it feels like we know each other. I feel like I've met you. And Kiki, I just actually came across your information in reference to I've heard of you and everything, but just did not know we weren't connected yet. But see how it works out? God working in mysterious ways. So that is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Yes, we also have a model. He joined my network probably about 3 weeks ago, so I'm going to let him reintroduce himself. Caesar, are you still there?
I am. I'm right here.
So, Caesar, tell us, give us your name and tell us where you're from and what do you would like to share.
Well, I'm Caesar. My real name is Patrick Humphreys. I was born in Vicenza, Italy. I came to the States when I was 5 years old. I couldn't speak a word of English, but other than that, you know, I finally did learn it. And, well, now I'm here trying to live the dream.
All right. Yeah, so we've been working with him with Runway 101. He actually went to his first open call last week. Yeah,
awesome.
So I'm excited
awesome.
About for him. Yes. So
is he coming
I know
to the event also?
Yeah, Caesar, we chatted about it, but I'm not sure. Caesar, are you going to be able to come to the event in Raleigh this weekend?
Yeah, I should. In Raleigh?
Yes.
I should be.
Okay. All right. So, we'll talk further about that as well, and I'll give you more information because it's such an exciting thing. And one of the things I share with all of them who join and who just don't have, the entry into it, just learning from level, basically one, we call it Runway 101, just to make sure they, be attentive and do things like go to shows and they can see it hands-on too. So we encourage all. So also Barbara T, he's a director, he's a film writer out of Atlanta. He has a movie coming out called The Return. He's supposed to be dialing in. And also Teresa Plummer, she will be calling in also. She's going to be a part of the showcase, I believe, on Saturday, if I'm not mistaken, in Durham. So I'm excited. So we definitely waiting for her to call in as well. So in the meantime, I want to let y'all know with Live Your Dream, it's been around for a while. And like I never knew how God was going to put things in perspective and put things in place. And this came out of the network. So I wanted to give my models and talent and industry professionals, you know, another actually area for exposure. And I said, well, I can go to this radio station, and I asked about different things. Can I get them on? And some people were kind of hesitant. So I said, you know what? What should I do next, God? He said, start your own radio show. So this is where we're at. So I'm excited to have you all on. This is definitely allowing me to live out my dream. And, you know, on tonight.
We're going to make sure that you definitely live out your dream now, because you have hooked up with one of the most international designers and model coach and businessman. I've been in business over 30 years, self-employed. My family has been in the hair business over 70 years. And so that's what we do. We help people live their dream. We're working on major projects. I'm a casting director for movies, plays. So and we act. And so we're doing some things as well as music distribution now. So we're really broadening and trying to network with the right people. It's all about bringing, you know, reach one, teach one, you know?
Yes. And that's awesome. And I know I have a message that came through, and they're asking, where are you from originally? I know we are having it in Raleigh-Durham, but could you tell us originally where you're from?
I have a very large fan base. I've trained over 600 models from coast to coast. I'm originally from Newport News, Virginia, and my family has been in the Hampton Roads area with the hair salon for over 70 years. And my shop, we moved around and with Saxon's Avenue and opened up different stores for them. I work with different major corporations and companies and as a visual merchandiser. And so I was in New York, Chicago, and then moved to Cincinnati and worked with the Saxon's Avenue store there. From there, I opened up my own tuxedo business, which I was the only black tuxedo business in the Cincinnati, Ohio area, very first, you know, in who's who to do that, you know, made Black History Month as well. And over 25 years in the tuxedo and rental business, no black even had a tuxedo business at the time, you know, and that many years ago. And if you've seen a lot of my things on movies and plays, I do stage work for a lot of entertainers. You've seen a lot of my stuff on groups like Midnight Star, you know, The Deal. If you saw the BET Honors, L.A. Reid got his first black suit from me. And that was their signature, that black suit and white shirt. So, you know, that's wow. And we're very excited about going over to, in June, we'll be joining him at the Medem Music Festival. Kiki Michelle, she will be have a 30-minute segment and going to be turning it up for 30 minutes, you know, over in Cannes, France. So that's coming up in June. We'll be joining Mr. L.A. Reid himself. And on a footnote, L.A. Reid's mother actually was a designer also and did swimwear, the garments. She did my fashion shows, Black Designs on Tour. When we first started, and she was an awesome lady, the whole family, you know. So a lot of people know me from doing the Cincinnati Bengals and the Reds, you know, and Midnight Star, those groups.
Wow, that's a lot. And I know Kiki, our message board is lighting up. I see your name actually in there asking questions. So message here is asking, how long have you been singing? And you know, what they expect to see at Durham Fashion Week this week from you?
Well, I was one of the people they call a pew baby. I pretty much was born in church, and I joined the Sunshine Choir when I was 4.5 years old and have been singing ever since. I've written just under 300 songs, and I have recorded just about 9 songs in the studio, and we're working on some other projects. But we've done a social change and justice song called Be the Change, and it's promoting us to do something regarding any issue or situation we see that we want to help, not just talk about it. The songs I write and sing are from a plethora of genres, gospel, soul, pop, R&B, blues, country. So we're excited about this new song called Soulmate. So we'll be sharing that this weekend, and I also was given the privilege to be able to open for Jay Holiday, who's been brought in for the Fashion Week after party. So that will take place on Saturday night, so I'm hugely excited about that. So I'll have a little bit of different flavors for them this weekend.
Awesome, awesome, and we're excited about that. We saw that, and I know her name is Sonia, the one asked that question. So thank you, Sonia, for asking that question. Now, we have a new caller just called in. Who we have here online with us? Okay. If you would like to say anything, I know a lot of times they call in and they may just want to listen with our message board. If you want to type in a question, please feel free to do so. Before we go to commercial break, Caesar, I know all of this is just great news and you're listening to everything. You have any questions thus far for any of our guests on tonight, Caesar?
Well, I do have a comment. The trailer for what's it called? The Return movie. I mean, that was pretty on point. What I'd give to be in a movie like that one.
Well, definitely that I know, and it's all about getting connected. So that show premiere is going to be in Atlanta on the 9th of April. And our team, as far as the IPH, is invited to go there as well. We were one at Tangle and Twisted, so hopefully you will get to go to this one because they still have some tickets available. So you never know, Caesar. That's why I believe in connecting and putting people together. So before we go to commercial break, I also want to say to the listeners and everybody, thank you so much for all y'all support and what y'all do for us every day. We are going to have a kickoff. This is our kickoff to our networking party, which is going to start at 7 p.m. on CEO Darlene Pierce's page. I'm going to do it better than any of my other pages. We always have someone to host different things. So maybe one day, one of you all can host our networking party for us. So and it just we just keep it simple and have everyone to just connect. So just hold on for one moment, you all. We'll be right back shortly, but there's a commercial getting ready to actually come forth. So stay tuned, everyone.
Thank you.
Everybody in the room, listen up.
Are you the next model or superstar looking to break into the entertainment industry but need the right exposure? Look no further than IPH, Infinity Powerhouse. The source for models, talent, ads, and media is searching for the next breakout star to be promoted and featured on all of its media platforms, including Gucci Style, TM, and CFN Magazine, and IPH Magazine. IPH is currently looking for media professionals and clients to help advertise their brands on the number one leading source for talent exposure, IPH. For more info or to subscribe to IPH Digital Publication Magazine, visit them at InfinityPowerhouse.com or send an email to InfinityPowerhouse@gmail.com. Infinity is spelled I-N-F-I-N-I-T-I. IPH, bringing an innovative mindset to the forefront.
If you are what you say you are,
a welcome, welcome back. Well, thank you all again for tuning in and listening to our show. We see a lot of messages on Facebook. Right now I have over 68 messages is coming. And what we're showing is, and at this point, we hear a little bit of echo here, so we're going to make sure our technology is here. Engineer? Okay, so we're hearing a little echo. So, I just want to put out there, if you're not on the call talking, just put your phone on mute at this time, and I do apologize. Our studio is kind of sensitive to everything. So I just want to definitely say thanks again. We have over 68 actually messages coming through about our networking party and a lot of different things going on just on that one page. So we are always constantly just doing things and blowing up. And I know my staff is like, we're here today, we're there tomorrow, but that's how God wanted it, and we just thank God for it. So being said, with all that is going on for Durham Fashion Week, any of the designers you want to name out, the one besides you that is going to be there as well?
Yes, we have Jay Bree coming in, excellent award-winning designer, international designer herself out of Pennsylvania. She'll be coming in town showcasing, actually, both days. She'll be showcasing Friday and Saturday. We have Sweet Riches, Crystal
wow.
Riches from North Carolina showcasing. Saatchi Couture collection will be showcasing from Charlotte, North Carolina. We have Ospio Couture collection showcasing from South Carolina. L.A. Fat by Jacquard. He's from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Lip Gloss and Stilettos from Virginia. Xavier Furs, New York, Baltimore. The Alibi by Morris Antonio. He's from Charlotte. Yeah, we got Embody, Keisha Thompson's going to be showcasing also. And a few other designers. We got great coverage and support from a lot of people, you know, and we're looking forward to all of them coming and being a part of it. Not only is this going to be a fashion show, it's actually a production that I do, because we also showcasing new artists. It's a new artist showcase. We'll be bringing in artists that's going to be actually, they're working on their music distribution through Sony. And like Kiki Michelle, her project. We also work with Elijah. He's a young man, 16 years old, out of Virginia. He's going to be performing. Also a rapper, Folk, from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Cardrilla Spitz Brunson, he's going to be performing also, you know. So, and we're looking at Jay Bliss. He's going to be coming. He's an indie artist from Philadelphia. Anne-Marie Fox. I mean, all these are great, great performers. You're going to see them shut down the place. We got some surprises up. You're going to see, you know, we got some surprises for everybody because it's a unique show. And also spoken word artists. You're going to see a little bit of everything. Mine, you know, it's going to be very unique. And we're so thankful that we're able to work with these different people. The coverage for that has been lined up. We got some great vendors that's going to be there, you know, jewelry, you know, Mary Kay and some other vendors. And another gentleman going to be there with vending, introducing a new tea called Unique Flavors. Oh, my goodness. You taste all these different flavors, it's going to be off the chain. He's getting ready to be putting it actually in Walmart.
Ooh.
And he's a friend of mine, and we're excited about what he's doing. A brother that came up with flavors of a new tea. I mean, it's about 10 different flavors. It's going to blow your mind. Just sampling it.
Wow.
You're like, I want this one. I want that one. So we're looking forward to these unique designers, you know, and Valerie Weeks, Stephen Daniels from New York, and, of course, Mr. Carlisle collection. I have four collections I'm showcasing this year, you know.
Wow. Well, that is all great. So looking at from Friday night, so when is going to actually start? Give us a little idea of what to expect on Friday. So Friday is a lot of the different things that you named, like the showcase. Are the majority of stuff going to be done on Saturday?
Every day, Friday and Saturday,
you're going to see unique designers. There's different designers each day, you know, so,
okay.
But some are showcasing 2 days because they just want to be in the show. They love doing our event, and every time we do a show, like I said, it's a 30-city fashion show tour called Black Designers on Tour. So we, and then I have a new tour that I'm on also called Hair Fashion Week. That's a new tour, a hair company. Yes, yes. We just shut it down at the Bronner Brothers weekend here in Atlanta. So that Sunday night we had a showcase. So, you know, you could hit me up, email me, text me, you know, and all the information about our upcoming tour dates. You could do so. And I'm also a casting director for movies and an actor. So you'll be able to see me in 2 new movies this year.
Wow. You are doing it. That is awesome. So, Caesar, I know all of this is like, wow, this is a lot. This is really a lot. Are you excited?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, but it's
happening.
We're
doing some blockbusters. We're working on some blockbuster movies, you know. I'm not talking about some, you know, B-list. We're talking about A-list movie. The Jamie Foxx movie is coming out later this year called Sleepless Nights. I appear in that, and then another movie coming out this year called Life Without Hope is another movie. Actually, I have a speaking role in that. That'll be coming out, and I'm just finishing up my part in the blockbuster Guardian of the Galaxy 2.
Oh.
Wow.
We're working on that right now here in Atlanta.
In Atlanta. And that's what I said. I met you the other day. I said, oh, my goodness, I'm going to have to get a part of it. Just need to, if I'm sipping tea in the corner somewhere, I just want to be a part of somebody's movie. Yes.
You got the hook up now. You got the hook up.
And that's awesome. So I know as young, you know, ones who want to get into the business, what would you give them, and also Kiki, get yours together too. You all, someone's in the background noise. What would you give someone who is just starting out? So Kiki, as a singer, what would you tell someone who wants to start into the industry? Can they do?
It's a little bit of background noise, but if I think I heard you, I would give information to a person because. Like I said, I started off when I was 4.5 years old in the Sunshine Fire, and then I had evolved to writing poems, and then those poems turned into writing songs. So I would tell them to stay focused, to be led of their inner creativity, and to never stop. And of course, certainly, you know, we are in the process of giving a distribution deal. Are you there?
And I'm not. Yeah, I want to say this. There's some background noise in, and unfortunately, if you're not talking, please put it on mute. I'm not sure if it is. Jesus, is that you?
Hello? Okay, I don't know who that was, but thank you.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
We're in the process of giving distribution deals. We're with Sony Orchard. And so if people are interested, they have their music, which is radio ready. We can walk them through the entire process of producing a song that can be listed pretty much across the globe. That information is on my website, and that's www.iamkikimichelle.com. I'm working with, been blessed to work with some of the industry's finest who are doing what they say they're doing. But I would certainly encourage people to tap into that inner creativity and never look back.
Never look back, and that's awesome, and I love that. I love that. And in the meantime, I know we don't have much longer, but we do have another caller that's on. And who we have here?
Hello?
Hi. Who we have here?
Can you hear me? This is Barbara T.
Hi, Barbara T. How you doing?
Man, Sheldon just calling in, checking in. How you doing? Everything good?
Yes. Yes, and I know our team had sent a message to you, and we want you to come back on next Thursday, and I'm glad that you were able to come on tonight, too, but we want you and some of your cast members to come on next Thursday as well. So share with the listeners who you are and tell us what you're going to be what you're going to be doing and what we got to look for coming up on April the 9th.
Okay, I'm T. Edmonds, the producer of the movie The Loud Pack. That was my first film, but right now we got another feature film starring Shawty, Sarah Oliver, Jamal Willard, Young Dro, and myself, and the God I.E. Seven. And it's called The Return. We have a movie premiere that'll be happening at 2244 Panola Road, April 8th.
Yes.
Red carpet event. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So I know I had an opportunity to meet you at the red carpet event with Tangled and Twisted. And like I said, I'll never forget you walked in with that white jacket on. I was like, who is that? I saw your skills parts acting in the movie of Tangled and, from there I knew that you definitely have what it takes. And just to see what you would call the little footage of the reel that is actually out now on Facebook, it's amazing. I mean, literally, he's actually on the line. Also, he's one of my newcomers, a new network, my network company, and he already started talking about The Return, about your movie. He saw the actually segment two, so I definitely want to bring him on for a second too and have him if he have any questions for you. But of course, everybody always want to know what the hookup is. Can we get in the movie? Can I just be in the background sipping on tea? Can I? The next one you have, you got to let me know if I could be somewhere on set.
Okay, cool. But right now we want people to see the movie, so we're not charging that much. We're only charging $10 in advance on Eventbrite. All you have to do is go to Eventbrite and click on the Return movie premiere. Buy your tickets, because if you go to the door and buy your tickets, they're gonna at least be $25. And we want to make sure that everyone has a seat in the theater. The theater holds 300 people in one seat and one theater and 200 in the next. So I want to make sure that everybody has a seat. So if you guys want to follow me, you can follow me at Barbara T on all social media, which is Barbera Tee. April 9th, 8:05.
Exactly. So I know you came in and you probably were listening to a little bit. We're on talking definitely with the founder of Durham Fashion Week. He actually lives in Atlanta also. So you want to introduce yourself also, Mr. Williams? I'm not sure if he can hear me. Can everybody hear me now? Hello?
I can hear you.
You can hear me? Okay. I'm not sure if they are still on or not. I do see the light's still on. But they are doing big things here in Durham, which is coming up. Have you been to a fashion show before, and have you been in one before, Barbara T?
Not one of their fashion shows. No.
Oh, but have you been any of the fashion? No. Well, you?
No.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, and I always tell everybody that
me?
It's great. I can hear you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, and with everything that is going on with the industry, it's just so good. I'm telling my models and talent, actors, singers, dancers, everybody to cross over. And just actually, if not, go be a partake of it and support, because you get to network at these events. It's so cool, too, because there's so many great people. I was just talking to Shaheen about a week ago, and I told him about Daniel. He's actually over the Mercedes-Benz fashion show that is coming there in Atlanta on April the 23rd. His name is Rodney Daniels, and also Calvin Johnson, who's going to be doing A Good Life. So I said, just go, make it a point and meet and greet and all that great stuff. So that's it. So I'm happy that you were able to join in and tune in. I'm not sure if anyone else on the call with us, but our time is basically up, and I'm just super excited that you were able to call in. So anybody else can hear us?
Well, I just want to give out my phone number if you want to reach out to me, Mr. Carlisle,
yeah.
At 757-947-6931. If you need tickets for this weekend, Durham, North Carolina Fashion Week, give us a call. Actually,
I'm working with the April 16th with Calvin Johnson with his designer convention that's coming, you know, and to the Georgia Convention Center. So we're doing some great things, and my black design's on tour. And if you need a wardrobe, a hookup for the red carpet movie premiere, I'm your man. We got suits and tuxedo rentals. We got you hooked up, you know?
Okay, so can I get that number one more time?
757-947-6931.
Well, definitely that is that's what it's all about, just actually connecting, and you never know who may be on a call that you can connect with. And Caesar, are you still there? Because I know you were talking about the return earlier. You have a question you want to ask Barbara T?
Yeah, if you're ever going to make another movie like that, let me know. You know, I like them kind of movies, so...
I believe people are going to be surprised. You're actually going to be surprised with this movie because it is like four or five dimensional. Like, it takes you different places in the movie. And I'm hoping that everybody enjoys the movie.
I'm sure they will. I mean, I saw the trailer, you know. I mean, it looks pretty cool, you know. So, I mean, that's what basically gets people to go and watch a movie is a good trailer.
Okay, thank you, man. I will get in contact with you because I have not. I've yet to put my clothing together, for real.
I do all the great people, you know, like yourself. Just give me a buzz. You know, like I said, I'm also an actor and casting director, and that's what we do. If you've seen the play Motown Review,
mm-hmm.
I'm the original one that started the wardrobe for the first one that was done by the Cincinnati Black Theater Company, and then it went to Broadway from there.
Okay, that's very good.
Well, I'm so sorry to cut. I don't want to actually show this to actually cut off, but our time is about out. But I know that we definitely circulate within social media. Barbara T, he is actually on my page right now. I can connect you over to him as well. Thank you all so much, Kiki. I know with your information, getting it out, if you want to let everybody know how they can find you on social media as well, or either if they can call you for booking and all that great stuff.
You can reach out to I am Kiki Michelle. You can send it to gmail.com or go to KikiMichelleLLC@gmail. All the IG is Kiki Michelle, K-I-K-I Michelle. And reach out to her there. And you ought to see the video. The video, Be the Change, is awesome. You're talking about a powerful new anthem for social change and justice. It's awesome.
That's great. So Caesar, and also we'll connect you also over with him as well so you can find some more details about it. But everyone, we appreciate you for tuning in, all the people in the message board, all our listeners who called in just to tune in. Thank you so much. So now it's time for the networking party, which we're about to go and start out on there. So join us on CEO Darlene Pierce page. Thank you all, everyone, and have a great night, everyone.
All right.
Goodbye now.